But first, to an experiment into evolution. Michael Cox is at the University of Wisconsin-Madison.
We wanted to understand what makes a cell resistant to ionizing radiation. So ionizing radiation is the kind of radiation that you get from X-rays. It's the kind of radiation that causes enormous damage to cells. It's important for a few reasons. There are bacterial species and also some fungal species, frankly, that are very highly resistant to ionizing radiation. To give you an idea, ionizing radiation is measured in units called gray. A human being would be killed by having a dose of 3 to 5 gray. A bacterial species that we work with, called Deinococcus radiodurans, can survive 5,000 gray with no lethality. So it's literally thousands of times more resistant than a human being would be. A second issue is just understanding why ionizing radiation causes cells to become sick. Is it damage to the DNA? Is it damage to proteins in the cell? What is it about ionizing radiation that is most dangerous to a cell and causes radiation sickness?
How have you pursued this?
Well, we realized that we could let the cells tell us what was important, basically. And you do that by doing an evolution experiment. So basically, we took E. coli cells, which are not particularly radiation resistant, and we subjected them to high doses of ionizing radiation, enough to kill 99.9% of the cells. And then we grew up to survivors. And then we did it again. We went through 20 cycles of this selection. And by the time we were finished, we had a culture of E. coli cells that was almost as resistant to ionizing radiation as was Deinococcus. We did that experiment 4 times and got the same result all 4 times. And it was those populations of very resistant cells that we used to try to figure out what was important in making a cell resistant to ionizing radiation. And the advantage of doing this experiment is you don't have to look through all the genes in the cell. All you have to do is figure out which genes had changes in them.
So did you literally take the very resistant coliforms that came out of the evolution experiment and just like for like compare the genomes?
We took about 30 isolates from the various populations and obtained a complete genomic sequence of each isolate. And that told us where all the mutations were in each one of these isolates. Now, a typical isolate has about 70 mutations, and many of those mutations are irrelevant. They're just neutral mutations that kind of appeared during the selection and don't really contribute to the phenotype. So the real job was to figure out which of the mutations were really important. And by doing this with 4 different populations, we could compare isolates from different populations and find patterns. And so we focused on genes that were targets of mutations over and over again in the different populations. And we were able to home in on mutations that had a particular importance to this new capacity of the cells to resist ionizing radiation.
When you looked at the resistant forms, what changes had they adopted?
In the population that we looked at, we were able to explain virtually the entire phenotype on the basis of 3 mutations. And these mutations were all in genes that encode proteins that are involved in DNA repair. In the case of this one population, the major change that occurred in the population was to improve its capacity to repair its DNA and explain virtually the entire phenotype. Now, in other populations, there are mutations that we suspect are having a different kind of effect, making it more difficult for the proteins to become oxidatively damaged by the radiation. So in these other populations, some of the adaptations that are occurring have to do with protecting the cell from ionizing radiation rather than repairing the DNA. And so this is an example of another way to make oneself more resistant to ionizing radiation.
What do you think the implications of this are?
it's likely to give us a better understanding of what makes a cell particularly sick, what makes it susceptible to radiation poisoning. And I think damage to its proteins and damage to its DNA is clearly the major thing that happens to cells. Another implication is we should be able to generate eventually radiation-resistant bacteria that could potentially be used to do bioremediation in radiation waste dumps. I think there's potential to use some of this technology in useful ways.
Michael Cox.